10 years ago this month, the top women's tennis player was stabbed during a match. Since then, Monica Seles has won only one Grand Slam title. But commentator Frank DeFord says nothing Seles has been through on or off the tennis court has scarred her character.
She ventures how strange it is that it should have happened to her. After all, nothing like it ever happened to anyone else in sport. She remembers the strangeness of it, the sudden pain, or even more, the curiosity. What exactly is going on? And then reflexively she turned, and in the instant before he was subdued, she saw his face just as he began to raise the dagger again. Monica Seles was only 19 when she was stabbed 10 years ago in Hamburg. Were it not for that terrible, awful, crazy horror, Seles might well have become the greatest female tennis player ever. In the 3 years leading up to the assault, she had absolutely dominated Steffi Graf, winning 8 Grand Slams to her rivals 2. And that, of course, is why the German lunatic named Günter Parch stabbed her. He wanted to restore his countrywoman to preeminence. And in point of fact, he not only succeeded, but the German courts took more pity on his insanity than on Seles' suffering. He never served a day behind bars. Seles, meanwhile, took months to recuperate physically and also suffered post-traumatic stress syndrome. And what might have been the cruelest cut of all? Her fellow players almost unanimously voted down a proposal to let her keep her number one ranking. Only Gabriella Sabatini chose humanity over business. Gabby is a human being, Monica says. The rest, they treated it like it was a sprained ankle or something. When Seles finally did come back after 27 months, she was never the same player. Worse, her father, her coach, whom she adored, lingered with cancer for several years before he died in 1998. And yet Seles has stayed in the game, content to be an opponent, a quarterfinalist, a ghost of might-have-been. But why not, she asked. She simply loves playing. Tennis is a joy to her. That's all. I've never met a champion who is less competitive. Her trophies are in the garage, boxed up. Once, imagine this, she told me that her fondest recollections were of exhibitions, because everybody is on their best behavior there. Oh, sure, of course she wants to win, but she does not envision herself jumping the net. What do you dream of tennis? I asked her once. Shyly, laughing at herself, she said, my dream is to be Suzanne Lenglen. She, the glamorous, graceful French star of the 1920s, to be like Suzanne, flying through the air, hitting a volley, both feet off the ground, flying. Seles never complains, never argues, never alibis. Grace attends her. She is a bright shadow of humility amongst foggy egos. There is no one who does not like her a lot. No, she did not need to be almost killed. She did not need to lose her greatness to a madman's knife to become the full, fine person that she is. But we can say that 10 years on from hell, Monica Seles has won with a good, brave heart far more than she ever did with a tennis racket. In her own simple words of praise, she's a human being.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.